Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
I told you about
Oh, no.
Here we go. He's going to Ohio a year late and after 130 days of vacation time, but it is now being reported that he's going to go. 22 minutes after 9 with Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. Of course, we're talking about Joe Biden planning to visit East Palestine, Ohio next month to mark the one-year anniversary of that toxic train derailment.
Wait, how long has it been?
A year. It happened February 3rd, 2023. Today is February 1st, 2024.
What?
He's going to go.
I know you're not lying to me because you're an incredibly honest person and you...
Well, that's what they're telling me. I mean, I don't. They could be lying to me.
No,
but
I mean,
I'm not lying to you about what they're telling me.
I am assuming you got this from a legitimate news source, and you are certainly a great orator of the English language, and you are, as I've seen numerous times, capable of reading words as they're printed on the paper. So I have no reason to doubt that they have said he's going to do this.
Yeah,
it is.
He's going to go assess the response.
Assess what? It's been a year,
right?
Is there anything left? I mean, don't they have the thing done by now?
Wasn't Donald Trump there within weeks?
By the way?
I'm just bringing that up as an aside.
Okay, let's work through this. Somebody's sitting around the White House and they're like in some staff meeting. I don't know. Maybe that's where the cocaine gets left in the cubbies or whatever. I don't know. But they're at some staff meeting and somebody's sitting around going, hey, when was the Palestine thing? Like, when did that train get derailed? I don't know, Fred. Let me look it up here. Oh, it was February 23rd.
We better go.
Oh, that's 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
We should probably mark that anniversary and, you know, see what's been going on out there.
Isn't it weird that they're going to go in 2024? You know what else is happening in 2024?
What?
There's an election.
Oh, that's right. Now, Ohio is very likely no longer a swing state. I mean, the last couple elections, it's very much...
Well, they need to make sure of that.
Well, yes, you're a good point there, Casey. But it's just like, what? Why? Why? I mean, you're going to put it... I mean, even if you... It's horrible political strategy because they're going to put the thing back on the map and the story. Now, of course, the mainstream national media will funnel over it and he'll give some speech where he messes up people's names and he tells dead people to stand up and he asks where deceased people are and they'll skip all over that and just talk about how compassionate Biden is and was. But the majority, you know, whether it's talk radio or podcasts or what if Fox News, they're going to talk about how, dude, you didn't go for a whole year.
Well, he's a man of his word, Rob Kendall. He said he was going to go, and now he's going to go. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre, White House press secretary, saying he's going to be there for them.
Say this over and over. You hear from the president over and over again because he wants to make sure that he's there for this community. I have to go.
He's there for that community.
Did she I have to say I have to go at the end? I think that's
yes, she did. She's telling you that the president is going to be there for that community a year late.
I have to go.
And then she has to go. So a reporter was asking if he's going to drink any of the water while he's there.
And then next month when the president is in East Palestine, will he drink the water there?
I mean, look, what I can tell you is... The president's focus has been to do everything that he can to support this community from day one. We get what's going on the ground. We understand what's going on. That's why we've had the EPA. That's why we had DOT. That's why we had HHS. That's why we've had FEMA on the ground. You know, this is not about some sort of like political stunt here. This is not what this is about.
No, it's not a political stunt that he's going during an election year. She listed off the EPA, the HHS. You know, she didn't list off was POTUS. POTUS is the one who hasn't been there.
There's a famous episode of The Simpsons where Mr. Burns, the old man who runs the nuclear power plant, runs for governor. And he's winning the race. He basically is buying the election. And he has to go to the Simpsons house for dinner on this campaign stop. And they're trying to do this, like, look at what a family, you know, how Mr. Burns loves families, et cetera. And the plot throughout the thing is how his nuclear power plant dumps sewage into the river. and these fish are growing multiple eyes.
Three-eyed fish.
Yes. And so Lisa, the daughter, who's this environmentalist, sneaks a three-eyed fish into the pot and puts it on his plate. And then the challenge is, will he eat the three-eyed fish in front of the camera? And he starts to eat it, and then he spits it out, and it derails his camp. This is it. The Simpsons get everything right. Have you ever noticed how many things the Simpsons do that become real life things?
It's very predictive.
And this is another one. Somebody should give Joe Biden a tall glass of tap water when he is in Ohio and challenge him to drink the tap water.
Yeah, it'll be like Johnny Cash when he was at Folsom Prison with his brown water. So the mayor of East Palestine, Trent Conaway, he said that the best time for Biden to visit would be in February of 25 when he's on a book tour.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.